You are listening to episode 855. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And I am Mary Meckley. I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique with you every single day in these podcast episodes. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a particular topic in depth. So when you sit down to meditate, you'll have something to focus on. And when you do a similar focus every single day and experiment with different techniques as you meditate, your meditations become extremely dynamic. And one of the most important reasons I like to share meditation techniques is because you can do the meditation techniques right during the most hectic times of your day. So you can take your meditation ritual off your meditation cushion and into your everyday life. And I also share with you some meditation inspiration to help you create a meditation lifestyle, because it's not just meditating, it's a lifestyle. And the more you can weave meditation into your day-to-day life, the more you're going to realize the benefits. And so I'll leave a lifestyle meditation tip with you. And of course, everything will be customized around the theme for the week: reducing social anxiety. Let's start with the lifestyle tip for today. Every single Saturday, this happens to be what I share every Saturday. Every Saturday, the lifestyle tip has to do with improving your relationships. And I share a technique, as I mentioned, every Saturday. It's the walking meditation technique. Now, I love to share with you a walking meditation technique because I like to reward you for all the hard work you've done throughout this entire 7-part series. And so I think there's no better way to do that than to get outside, connect with nature, and not just walk from point A to point B, but really to focus and bring your full intention into your walk, creating a walking meditation as you do so. So for Saturday, we focus on relationships. Now, this is important because most people, now this might not be true for you, but you could do this on a day that it will work for you, any day. You don't have to follow the meditations in sequence. You can listen to them on any day that you want. Well, most people do have the weekends off. And so if you have a Saturday or Sunday off, this is a time where you're likely wanting to connect with loved ones or even meet people, to go out and explore something, to start an adventure. And so it's a great time to focus on your relationships and to do it each week with intention. And when you do it customized around our weekly theme, it just makes it all that much more beneficial to you. So with our theme of reducing social anxiety, combined with the relationship focus for your lifestyle today, consider going out there and putting yourself in a situation where you can practice these meditation techniques you've been exploring all week long. So put yourself in a social setting to practice managing your social anxiety with these same techniques you've been exploring. This could be trying to go out and broaden your circle, meeting other people. It could be with having a difficult conversation with someone. Remember, that was the most difficult situation where people experience extreme social anxiety when I took a poll in our private Facebook group. So having difficult conversations was much higher than even presenting in public or being at a party where you don't know anyone. So this might be a day for you to sit down and go through some of the meditation techniques that we've explored this week and have that difficult conversation with someone. Bring your meditation ritual into your lifestyle, your day-to-day life. And of course, you can do this with lots of care. You can do the affirmation, the breathing technique, the mudra, the chakra focus, any of those techniques that I shared with you. Now, one piece of research that makes a lot of sense, and I'm sure it won't be a surprise to you. Well, I came across this research and it said that people who have extreme social anxiety, yours might not be so extreme, but people who do experience pretty high level social anxiety focus a lot on themselves and how others perceive them. And so the more you can focus on the other person or the other party, maybe it's a group of people, maybe it's an audience you're presenting to, the more you can focus on where they're coming from and on also, this is important, how you can benefit them, how you could inspire them if you're teaching them something or sharing something with them, how you could be an important part of their life if they got to know you and you are a great person, so you would enhance their life as well. The more you can think of reasons why others would benefit from interacting with you, this helps you to overcome social anxiety. And if you can't think of any reason at all, maybe you are kind of experiencing some low morale these days, and you're thinking, I don't really know what I have to offer anyone. Well, you likely can offer them your smile. You can offer them your kindness. You can offer them some important tip or something that would inspire them or make them excited about their own life. There's always something you can do to share with others, and this improves their life. So as you interact with people, whether it's a difficult conversation, whether you put yourself out there and show up at a party tonight or at dinner where you don't know anyone, or you go out to a restaurant or movie by yourself and you really don't know anyone, feel as though you are worth it, because you definitely are worth it. So go ahead and put yourself out there. Meet someone, have that difficult conversation with someone, try something new, and see how the meditation techniques are working for you, and make sure you reward yourself with a walking meditation. So here is the meditation technique to take into your meditation today. Remember, if you want to be guided in a meditation, you may absolutely receive a full guided, uninterrupted meditation where I take you in depth into a meditation exploring this technique I share with you, as well as other techniques I throw in there as well. You can do that at my website at sipandom.com. It's sipandom.com. And there you will find all kinds of meditations, over 800 meditations, in fact, that I've recorded, including my recent launch of full uninterrupted guided meditations. And it is a meditation subscription program. So you can sign up and you get your first 2 weeks free. So you can try it out, receive 14 meditations, absolutely free, fully guided, see how you like it. So now let's get you into today's walking meditation technique, because I really want you to go out there and try it. Now remember, you don't have to do the walking meditation outside. You can sit down indoors, wherever you happen to be, and do this same technique. You can be seated and do this technique. Just visualize yourself walking in your favorite location when you do so. And if you stay indoors, because I know you can't always get outdoors, I mean, I know that very well, because as I'm recording this, I live in Florida, there happens to be a hurricane going on around me outside. So I definitely know that you can't always get outside. But if you do, open a window or door. I do have a window open, and I see the trees bending, and there's a lot of commotion going on in nature outside right now. And it's exciting. It's an amazing time to meditate. Of course, I am safe inside, and it's just turning more into a tropical storm rather than a full-fledged hurricane where I happen to live. Otherwise, I wouldn't really be opening my door or window. So where you are, you could sit down, open your window, just visualize you're walking in your favorite location, or actually get outside. That is the best. And to do the technique today, as you're walking, take in everything going on around you in nature. If you happen to be walking in a naturally beautiful area, notice the interconnectedness of nature around you. Notice the elements. Notice how the air feels on your skin. Notice how you feel walking out in nature. Or you might be in a city, there may be a lot of commotion going on around you. Notice the interactions among people. Notice the relationships. Notice the buildings, and think about all that went into designing and creating a building or a car or all the things you see. Notice the thought and the care and the consideration that went into that. Become fully engaged and alive in your meditation as you walk. This is your time to immerse yourself in your environment in a tangible way. You're often walking from point A to point B, thinking of all these different things going on in your mind, not even really noticing what's happening around you as you walk, especially outdoors. Start to take in the subtle nuances as you do your walking meditation today. And you are welcome to let us know how it went if you join our free private Facebook group. And you can join that if you go to sipandom.com and just go to any of the series I have there. You'll see this week's series for social anxiety, meditations for social anxiety. And in the resources, you'll see where you can join. Or what most people do is they go to Sip and Om Facebook page and just send me a message. All you have to do is say, hey, please add me to your group. And I will gladly do so. And I mostly encourage you to get out there and do your meditation. Do your walking meditation today. Immerse yourself in the world around you, bringing these different techniques into the world around you today. And always remember, you are so worth slowing down for.